From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Lebanon today, the army continued to shell a Palestinian refugee camp near the northern city of Tripoli. The army says it's targeting a group allied with al-Qaeda in Iraq, a group that has taken up inside the camp. 33-year-old Ashraf Abu Khourj lives in that camp, which he describes as a very small place, 1 kilometer square, and crowded with Palestinian residents who are desperate.
There is more than 40,000 people inside this camp. And most of people, they are children, old people. To tell you now, our camp, our children need help. There is a lot of people injured. There is a lot of people died. And there is no hospital inside this camp.
Mr. Abu Khourj told us that the group the Lebanese army is fighting, Fatah al-Islam, consists, he said, of many foreigners, men from other Arab countries who have taken up inside the camp. Louise Rogue of the Los Angeles Times is in Beirut, but was up at the camp and in Tripoli yesterday. And first of all, can you tell us whether the Lebanese army is out to completely wipe out this group, Fatah al-Islam?
Well, this is certainly a really heavy response by the army. What we saw yesterday was a heavy barrage of tank ammunition and other types of shelling against the camp. Really sustained fighting for all day yesterday and most of the day today.
Were people in Lebanon well aware of Fatah al-Islam and its operations until recently?
Well, it's a relatively new group. They first announced their existence in November. They then took responsibility or admitted to carrying out a bombing in February that killed 3 people in a Christian area in the mountains. And it's well known that they've had this paramilitary base within the camp.
Now, their relationship to the Palestinians in the camp, do we know whether Fatah al-Islam enjoys any significant support from them, or are they merely innocent bystanders to all this?
Well, in the past, other Palestinians within the camp have tried to push out the group. In fact, there's been fighting internally. So I'm not sure that they have broad support within the camp.
The Lebanese army has not entered the camp. That's the arrangement. They defer to the Palestinians. Are there armed authorities inside the camp, armed Palestinian groups that are at least responsible for order inside the camps?
Well, there are about 14 different camps in Lebanon, and the security internally within these camps differ. So in this camp, apparently, security has been more lax, which is one of the reasons why Fatah al-Islam had been able to grow within the camp. In other camps, you know, there's stricter security, and such groups haven't been able to fester.
Do you have any sense of whether Fatah al-Islam, operating inside the camp, has weaponry at all comparable to the kind of artillery that the Lebanese army is using against them?
Well, certainly when we were there yesterday, mortars were flying above our heads, and so they were responding with force in a separate but related fight in Tripoli. About 10 men were barricaded inside an apartment and also had very, very heavy weaponry fighting back against the soldiers with grenades and heavy machine gun fire.
Do the Lebanese authorities say how many armed men there would be from this group inside this camp?
Well, I think estimates are around a couple of 100, but the officials and the authorities today are adamant that they've got the situation under control, that they've flushed out many of the fighters and their collaborators in Tripoli.
Well, Louise Rogue of the Los Angeles Times, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.